So, Xamarin 3.0, you've seen iOS Designer that we released, which is awesome, but we also released Xamarin Forms. So earlier on I was mentioning about, I'm just going to take this out of mirroring, sorry. Earlier on I mentioned about sharing your code and how you can kind of get 50 to 70% code reuse across all your platforms. And this has been great for our customers because it's a huge improvement over the siloed approach, which I was speaking about earlier. But with this Xamarin Forms, it can bring this level of code reuse up to kind of 99.999 recurring. So you can use almost 100%, but you still need to initialize with some device or platform specific code. So Xamarin Forms allows you to really, really quickly build native user interfaces. So as I said before, it's got on Android it would be a button, on Windows it would be a button, and on iOS it would be a UI button. But we kind of know what all of these controls do. They have a text property, they're going to have a background color, you're going to be able to set the font and set the size. So we're kind of abstracting above that for you. So what's included? You're able to use C# code to generate your UI. And you also get data binding. So someone mentioned earlier on about data binding and how that works with the Xamarin Story. Xamarin Forms has it built in. You also have navigations, animation APIs. And these are all the native APIs. So if you wanted to drop a ball on iOS, it would translate down to a UI dynamic animation. You have dependency services and a messaging center. So, as I said, we abstract across all these OSs, and we've kind of looked at what similar UI controls can we share. In terms of pages, these are kind of where we're at. And I mean, with a tabbed on Windows Phone, it's a carousel view. It's an actual tab view on iOS and Android. So it really is the native interface. We've also got. I went through that a bit too fast. Let's back it up because that's actually a really good piece to look at. So we've got our layouts, and I'll give a quick example about how to use the stack layouts momentarily. As I say, this takes out a complexity of different devices. With Android, you've got such a multitude of devices that if you tried to design a pixel-perfect UI for every single device, well, you'd probably have to hire every graphic designer in the Western world in order to accomplish that. You still wouldn't get half of the devices covered. So they have this relative UI layouts, and that's what we've got with Xamarin Forms. So it doesn't matter if it's on an iPad, an iPhone, a little Android phone, or a huge Android phone, because they like those big phones. So here's just an idea of the controls that we've abstracted for you. You're probably thinking that I've missed one out. That's where you would place your own. So as I mentioned before with the cross-platform story, you're able to create custom controls and use them within Xamarin Forms. So it's not an all or nothing. It allows you to kind of pick and choose where is best for your app. We're running short on time, so I will give a very quick demo of Xamarin Forms. And now I need to go back into mirroring. So let's go ahead and create a new project. Oh, let's stop this running. So just like before when I showed you this iOS and you've got Android, we've added a new one called Mobile Apps. And the Mobile Apps is this Xamarin Forms template. So you can choose between a portable class library or a shared project. I mean, in this example, we'll use a shared project. But you could just as easily use PLCs. There are pros and cons to each. PLCs make it easier if you're trying to do that custom control. The story is a lot easier. Shared code, it becomes a lot of kind of if-defs, which can kind of take away from the niceties of sharing the code. A sneaky sample. So we'll go ahead and generate a Xamarin Forms project for us to try out. And now what this is going to do is it's going to make, just like before with our stock app, it's going to make Android version, it's going to make an iOS version, and it's going to make a Windows Phone version. It's going to do all of that for me. It's going to generate all the initialization code that I said about that kind of 0.01%. It's going to deal with that for me. And then we'll do all of the code for the app within this shared project. So each version of the app that runs on the devices will be calling this shared project's app method. Seems to be taking some time, but it should be with us soon. Let's see. It's definitely unhappy. Right, let's close this and start it again. Normally, Visual Studio doesn't crash for me. I'm sure you've all experienced this pain, though. Here we go, right. Project. So as before, we'll just go down to mobile apps. We'll just generate this quick sample. Hopefully it will play ball and we'll be able to show you a Xamarin Forms app. That looks more promising. So yeah, as I said, it's generating all of that code for me so that I don't have to mess around with all the different devices and setting up all like the info.plist for iOS. Here we go. So let's zoom in here, because this is kind of a Hello Forms example. And you can see, as I mentioned before, about all the pages, this is just showing a content page with a label within it. And where the magic happens is, on iOS, you've got the app delegate. We create a new instance. You see the app get main page. I'll zoom in for those of you at the back. So that's going to go and grab that page that's in that shared library. And it's going to ensure that it's running on the device as you would expect. So as I say, with the UI button or the standard list views. So let's do some interesting things in here. So, in fact, why don't we run this? iOS. Let's go on the simulator. And let's see what that looks like, just as it is, the standard app. Fresh out of the box. So that should just be building. What I'll do is I'll write this sample, I'll demo it on iOS, and then we'll start the Android side going, because that'll probably take a bit longer given the emulator. So you can see, Hello Forms, I mean, you can barely see, but it is there, Hello Forms. I may be able to scale this up, yes. Here we go. Hello Forms, so that's just this. So let's do something slightly more interesting. Let's create a list view. So I'm just going to create a new class. We'll call this my list. Now I'm going to want to use the Xamarin.forms namespace. I want that to be public. I want this to inherit from the content page. IntelliSense has failed me, so it'll be interesting to see how this goes. Right, so public my list. So this content page needs some content. So let's go ahead and add this list view. So var list view equals new list view. And this is a type within Xamarin Forms. It's got an items source, which I will make equal to new string hello forms. Oh, one failed. What am I missing here? Well, but I also need to set content to list view. Item source. Item source is a member of the list view, which I've just declared up here. So you see, let me zoom in so we can all get a good look at what's going on here. Yeah, typical fashion. It's failing on me. Let me just sanity check myself. As I mentioned to those of you who came and spoke to me about Xamarin Forms in the interim, it's not something we've had much time as, especially on support, much time to investigate and get a play with, which is unfortunate given that I'm here demoing it to you today. Okay, so I was going to show a nice simple one like that, but let's do something a bit more interesting. So let's system.collections.objectsModel. Let's make an observable list. Observable collection. Ah, you're quite right. It's because I'm zoomed in so far, I can't see the wood for the trees. Equals new observable collection string. Let's just sanity check my inability to spell in front of people. Good. So we're going to want to create that list view again. List view equals new list view. Bump, bump, bump. It seems to be rather unhappy with the namespace of Xamarin Forms right at this moment. As you see, I'm not getting the list view appear in IntelliSense, which is a shame, because that would make my life vastly more easier. Item source equals items. Let's go ahead and create a button. Let's set its text to click me. That needs that. That doesn't need it there. I'll get there eventually, chaps. And we'll create a stack panel here. Equals new stack layout. We'll do children equals, we'll do list view. Super. Ah, you're quite right. Button. One moment. Delegates, items.add. So where are we at with that? Still a fail. Good.
There was a semicolon.
on the item source. Up, 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 up. Ah, you're so right. I just love adding semicolons to everything. Be useful if it was, let's have a look. Where are we expecting this? We're not expecting it there. We're expecting one down there, but we also want one up there. Right. Just add them everywhere until we get something that half works. Good. Right, so that's compiling, which is good. So now we want to go in here, and we'll want to return a new item of my list. So it was called my list. Ooh, I definitely got that in there. Observable collection definitely lives within object model, right?
So,
let's. Collections, generic. But then who knows, because let's see, will it? Ah, observable. Hang on. Do you know what may be just vastly easier? Let's just go ahead and grab a sample of much apologies about this, chaps. So I'll load the trip expenses app. So this was what I had initially wanted to demo today. So you can kind of see the idea of this MVVM idea of the models, the model views and the controllers. It's kind of like MVC, but with less C's and more V's and M's. So you can kind of see some working code here. Zoom. Let's see, are my shortcuts all messed up here? View, where are we? Zoom in. No, that's viewing in the wrong bit. There we go. Come on. My shortcuts appear to be misbehaving as well. I think this is due to the VM. Right, so you can see some example code here. We've got a fantastic sample application on our website, which is the CRM app. That kind of gives you a really great overview of how to develop really complex apps with Xamarin Forms. I must apologize for my inability to show you this in its full glory, because I must stress this is truly awesome technology when it works flawlessly. But when it's got a Xamarin monkey up here writing the code with fat fingers, it doesn't appear to be playing ball. So yes, we have the Xamarin CRM sample app, which targets all three mobile platforms, so that's iOS, Android, and Windows Phone. It's a really usable sample app. We actually use it within Xamarin, I believe. And it will give you a good understanding of how you can mix this kind of C# to create your UI, as well as the XAML with the data binding within that, and as well the dependency injection. But we are running out of time, so on that, if anyone does want to see this working when I've not got 100-odd people staring at me and I can quickly sanity check myself after a cup of coffee, then I will be happy to oblige. There is a question. Do you mind if we take questions at the end? Just because I hear the food is ready. I don't want them to burn it for my account. So for those of you who haven't heard of Xamarin University, Xamarin University is a great way to get up to speed on these new technologies. As you can tell, I've not taken a Xamarin Forms course just yet. So it allows for one-to-one interaction with a Xamarin tutor, and you get all the course material online. And you go through classes in groups as well as a one-to-one. And it's for a year, so you enroll and you have a year's worth of courses, and by the end of it you can take Xamarin certification. And once you're a certified Xamarin developer, you can be added into the LinkedIn group, and it really does help validate you as a cross-platform mobile developer. So if you want to sign up for that, at xamarin.com/university. And then, of course, our awesome conference. So we had our first one last year in 2013. We had about 600 delegates from all over the world. We cover things from the cross-platform development, and the first 2 days are Xamarin University training, so you will end your Evolve conference of 2014 as a certified Xamarin developer. And then we got further days of just awesome networking, meeting face-to-face with the engineers that build this stuff. So if you've got a niggling issue in your code, you can find the man that wrote the bug or will fix the bug, and you can track them down and say, help me with this, and we're all there to help. So that's Evolve 2014. And you can get all of the tools and all of the samples and things that I've mentioned from xamarin.com/download. Some of you are wearing the T-shirt apps. That's awesome to see. So you can get yourself a free T-shirt courtesy of Xamarin. All you have to do is download the T-shirt app, run it on a simulator or a device. You'll have to enter in an email address, and then we'll send you, free of charge, to your front door, a lovely C-sharp T-shirt. And for those F-sharp users, I believe F-sharp is on the way. So, because Miguel loves F-sharp. So I'll be around, out drinking coffee and trying to recuperate. But feel free to grab me and ask me any questions. And Matt's also here to take any questions. So thank you very much.